So for this business trip episode, mm-hmm. we are not going to one specific place. However, we have been so excited about this and we want to talk about the Electric City documentary.
Yes.
That came out recently.
Uh-huh.
So it's called Beyond Dunder Mifflin, mm-hmm. and it explores Scranton, Pennsylvania as a whole.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of ties in The Office, the history of the show tied in with the city and just kind of the relationships that have been built between like Office fans and Scrantonians.
Yes. Yeah. So this was directed by Brandon Soto.
Mm-hmm.
And came out around the 20th anniversary of the pilot, I believe, of The Office.
Yep. Brandon Soto, he's a videographer and photographer who is a huge Office fan.
Mm-hmm.
So this is totally right up his alley and I think one of his creative passion projects that he's been working on. So.
And it was great. I mean, I absolutely adored how the setup went between interviews, like mm-hmm. kind of reminded me of The Office,
right?
Between the interviews and then there was some historical things mixed in there, which obviously in the show, there's not a ton of that,
yeah.
But sometimes they'll go back and forth. And then, right, the present day, the like actual stuff happening mm-hmm. in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was really filmed very beautifully. So
I agree.
Do you want to read a little bit from the Electric City documentary website?
Yes. So on the website, they have a little section about their story. And it kind of talks about the documentary and it says this fan-made documentary explores the unique and unexpected impact of the popular TV show The Office on the city of Scranton, Pennsylvania. I guess it's supposed to say in the city.
On the ghetto, in fact.
Moving beyond the fictional world of Dunder Mifflin, the film delves into the real-life connection between The Office and Scranton, uncovering the city's rich history, vibrant culture, and the many ways the show has shaped its identity.
Mm.
So really kind of tying in the show's culture and the history and you know, culture of Scranton itself as well.
Well, the culture of Scranton, they do say in this documentary that The Office transformed it from a coal town to a cool town.
Mm-hmm. So true.
It is. And it does a really good job of going back and forth from like real life figures, right? Like the mayor, the chamber of commerce, right? Like former mayors and then the cast members.
Yes.
Also are interviewed there. I think Angela's in it, Meredith, Kate Flannery. Yeah. So the appearances, I think, and how they structure that, it integrates all of it together into one piece.
Yes.
It's really well done that way.
Yes. It is about an hour long documentary and it's free to view on YouTube and Facebook. And Brandon, it says here, does hope to eventually make it available on Peacock, which would be so cool, actually.
That'd be sick.
Yes.
Put it on Peacock. You heard it here first.
Yes.
So, and this about page on the website also says that a small group of friends from Erie, Pennsylvania created mm-hmm. this project. Go Erie. Traveling to Scranton twice last summer and fall. They also made a trip to Miami, Florida to attend the Office Reunion Con, which is a convention that we're going to.
Yes. And Brandon, I think, has mentioned that he is attending the con this year as well. So hopefully we'll get to meet up with him. We've kind of been in touch talking about Office things. So that's super exciting.
And a lot of the places that you'll see in this documentary are places we've done on other business trips.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So it kind of ties it all in together and it gives you a visual perspective of what we've talked about and kind of places that are showcased on the show as well. So I highly recommend, like Rachel said, it's very well put together, very well filmed. The format is great. And again, you get to see kind of a visual perspective of everything in the city.
I did learn, I'll share the thing that stood out to me the most, mm-hmm. was that there was an open call for businesses to sell like props for the Office TV show. So after it, like there was like a prop drop at the Steamtown Mall or something. And there was like an open call for, cause you know, they have like the Froggy 101 sticker.
Uh-huh.
Like that's a country station that's popular in that area.
Right.
They have like the pen paper title sequence.
Yes.
Which, as we know, John Krasinski filmed.
Yes. is.
And they talk about that in the doc.
Early 2000s Nokia.
Yeah. So it's really like the details of the town that stick out in the show, like Penguins jerseys,
right,
stickers, you know. And so I thought that was really interesting that after the show was getting popular, they were like, you know what? Like, let's promote the town. Let's let businesses pitch, right? Mm-hmm. Putting their sticky notes in the, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of what comes, you know, full circle about the show is that those are the, like, the roots of it. And that's what us as viewers love about the show.
Right. Exactly. Is bringing in those real life elements and just knowing that there is an Alfredo's Pizza Cafe that you can actually go to is just like, it makes it that much more charming. I feel
it
like.
It does. You're absolutely right. So there's a lot of cool stuff in there. And there's also a moment where when Rainn Wilson appeared at the Steamtown Mall, which was like a big deal.
That's a huge deal. I would freak out.
They had like Dwight haircuts for $6.
Oh my gosh.
And he was made an honorary sheriff's deputy.
Amazing.
So it's just tying all of that together. And it really gives a lot of backstory to the office.
And also it kind of talks about the rap party they had in 2013 at the very kind of end of the show, you know, and how they were staying at the Radisson and stuff, and
the Radisson.
Just kind of like tying it all together. Yeah.
Why didn't they go to Chili's? That's where business is done.
You're right. Why didn't they? Rookie mistake.
It shows, yeah, the Coopers, the mall, you know, like it's just so fun to watch all those things on the show in real life and the backstory of that.
One of my favorite things they showcase is that there's a 5K through the kind of city of Scranton where everyone dresses up as an office character.
Insane.
It looks so fun.
Who would you be? Who would you dress up as?
I mean, the fun run is kind of
classic.
Classic.
I did see someone with like Kevin's Chili.
Yes, yes. See, I would want to do one where I don't have to carry around a cumbersome prop.
Right.
But for 5K. I think the Kevin one is probably my favorite that I saw. But I think I probably would have to go with Fun Run or like Beach Games Michael.
Those are my
classic rotation. What about you?
Yeah. I think I would have to find like a weird deep cut Creed or Moe's thing. But again,
go Yankees.
But there's a lot of like props that might go in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that was a great, like a cultural like icon. If you have ever seen pictures of people dressed up for 5K runs, like picture that being like the weirdest, most mundane character costumes, because that's what most of it is.
Golden face. Yeah.
But some of them are like Beach Games or like The Office, like attire.
Right. Just like suits and stuff.
And you still know, like if you're a fan of the show, you're like, oh, that's Meredith when XYZ. 100%. That's Kevin when XYZ.
100%.
So I just love, because it's just, there's so much intimacy there. Like in that community.
There's a sense of community and like togetherness, I think, you know, that we're bonding over this weird, funny, just like chaotic show.
You know, the one other thing that I learned that I really thought was interesting was that there was an NBC show looking for a location in American offices. Because it was based off the British version.
Right.
So the idea came before Scranton, right? Mm-hmm. It could have been any small town in the city.
True.
You know, and Mari Potis, so she was the director of the Chamber of Commerce, maybe, that was interviewed.
Director of Membership and Events,
Okay, so she was really excited about it because this is a city trying to revitalize, right? Mm-hmm. It's the small town America based on paper and coal.
And tourism is a huge, you know, and lucrative industry. And a little town like that definitely, obviously, benefited from it. So she was pushing for that, you know.
And it would have been the perfect spot for the show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just love that Scranton. One out.
I know.
Like, luckily.
Little Scranton.
Little Scranton, Pennsylvania. So, anything else you want to share about the documentary? Anything stood out to you?
No, I think we covered it all, just to, like, reiterate the way it was put together and the cast interviews. And I feel like you do find some just like behind the scenes stuff and the way the actors were feeling at certain parts of the show, like different seasons and stuff like that. And just super heartfelt. And I feel like gives any office viewer like a greater appreciation for the show and the writers of the show and stuff like that.
Definitely. Yeah. Adds a little more depth.
Yeah, definitely.
So highly recommend, go find it on YouTube, Beyond Dunder Mifflin, the Electric City documentary.
Yes. So the website for Brandon's team and this creative project is theelectriccitydoc.com. TheElectricCityDoc.com.
They call it that because of the electricity.
You can also find links and information about the documentary on ScrantonChamber.com as well. They've got that featured on there. So yeah, definitely check that out. It gives you a different perspective on it. So highly recommend.
Really good work. We love it.
Yeah, so go watch that on YouTube, and hopefully someday it'll be on Peacock too.